Well, if it's a mental health issue, I mean, there's not a whole lot we can do. The conversations, are they just annoying people, or are they threatening at all, or, you know, that kind of stuff?
No, no, it's just that he's so loud. Everyone on the bus, I mean, he yells at his voices, and everyone on the bus can hear every single word he's saying really loud, because it is very loud. So, I just asked him, he did quiet down a little bit, and I know that there's nothing we can do about mental health issues, but I was wondering if there were any other tricks in the bag.
Yeah, unfortunately, mental health issues can be challenging. So, is it distracting you too much from driving, or are you going to be able to continue okay?
Right now, it's okay. Yes, he did quiet down, so I think he is responsive to my asking. But plus, I know he's using the phone right now, and I think that helps. But right now, it's okay. But in the past, I've had people, like I say, get off the bus, smoke off the bus, and ask me why the hell I'm not kicking his ass off the bus. Those are the exact words of my voice. So, anyhow, that's okay.
Yeah, well, it sounds like if he's being somewhat receptive to you, asking him to please talk quieter, then that might just be the way to go at this point. You know, it's unfortunate, but yeah, I mean, you can ask him to stop swearing if he's doing that kind of stuff. It just sounds like he was just talking, though. So, you know, if it causes you further problems or distraction with driving, definitely give us a call back. But, yeah, I hope you have a good day.
Actually, he just left the bus. He usually leaves the bus at the stop on the Lloyd Center, and he just left. So, yeah, and he did respond when I asked him, so that was good. Okay, well, I will continue to do that. I don't think it's written. No, he doesn't swear or menace or threaten any other people. But he does swear. He uses a lot of, you know, a lot of language that can really be make people angry. So, but he's off the bus. So, okay, thanks. Sorry to bother you.
Oh, not a problem. You're not a bother at all. So I appreciate you letting me know. And, you know, like I said, you can just do the best you can with these things. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. And I think it really did help him seeing me call you after I made those two announcements and talking with you on the phone. I think that helped a lot, too. So thanks.
Well, yeah, I'm glad I could be there to help you out. And, you know, if that works, then remember this next time and, you know, call us. And maybe that'll help the whole thing.